Hakeem Hillard's first day as Ellis's chief of staff, October 1st, 2012, included a tense meeting with a county vendor. After the meeting, Hillard, who is a lawyer, told jurors he expressed concerns to Ellis.
Yeah, I just really thought there was a potential ethics issue.
That was despite Ellis saying his reason for wanting to cancel the vendor's contract was because the vendor wasn't returning his calls, not because his requests for a campaign contribution were rejected.
I was concerned that the vendor was going to believe that it was about a campaign contribution. These issues were too close to one another, and we, you know, probably should let this, shouldn't do anything with this contract.
Ellis talked about canceling the contract during a secret audio recording obtained by the state's star witness, DeKalb Purchasing Director Calvin Walton. Prosecutors played the lengthy wiretap to bolster its charge that Ellis attempted to extort the vendor. On the wiretap, Ellis said he wanted to, quote, dry up the contract due to the responsiveness issue. Prosecutors asked Hillard if he thought the vendor was obligated to return calls requesting campaign contributions.
If it's clearly a campaign call, which is what they're saying it is, they didn't need to call him back.
Yesterday, the co-owners of the company in question told jurors they felt forced to donate to Ellis in order to save their million-dollar contract with the county. Ellis's lead defense attorney, Craig Gillen, has maintained Ellis was concerned about customer service and the vendor not returning his calls, not campaign contributions. Gillen questioned Hillard about his takeaway from a meeting with Ellis and the vendor.
Was it your impression that he wasn't saying, hey, I want you to give me a campaign contribution and everything will be rosy? Was that your impression?
No.
Your impression was, wasn't it, that he was saying, look, this is a problem of this non-responsiveness, you know, and you can't fix it now.
Yeah, I mean, that was his position in our meeting.
Also on the wiretap, Ellis is heard talking about replacing one of his top deputies after she voiced concerns about canceling the vendor's contract. The trial continues Monday and is expected to last about a month. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News, DeKalb County Courthouse.